college.
Okay, good. Let's start with it, because I talked to all the St. Louis recruits, right, like Larry Boyd and all them about emos. So let's talk emos, because nobody gets it, right?
Right.
Right? What do you order?
I'm a big XL pepperoni guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's exactly what my son ordered. Yes. Why do people hate it so much? Why don't they get it?
The biggest thing I get here, because I'm always bragging about it. One thing, I'm not a deep dish guy.
Uh-huh.
Love the thin crust, so emos is my go-to.
Right.
And everyone from Chicago, being deep dish fans, they say that emos tastes like cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
cardboard.
And they say the fake
like
cheese.
Velveeta cheese. Yes. Nobody understands, man.
No.
Nobody gets it. Yeah. I'm a sausage guy. I'll do sometimes Canadian bacon and sausages just because the cheese, nobody gets it. It's our thing. We can have it. We get it. Okay. Yeah. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say,
tell me.
But you got to be from St. Louis, like born, like grow up there in order to like it. Because I know people that moved to St. Louis and they're like, no, it's trash.
Yes.
But
If you grow up with it, if, you know, when I was 10 years old, that was it, man. If we could get emos. Oh, okay. This is good. I could just talk about this all day, but we'll move on. We could talk toasted crabs or whatever.
It's another one I always brag about.
So how do you enjoy hitting people?
I love it. Okay. I mean, coming in, I was obviously a defensive guy, so I've always enjoyed hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, moved to the position on offense puts me kind of in the same spot to be physical and everything, so
right.
I love it.
And you're going to block from basically everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you need some tight end, some H, some
widen all the way out, can block out there on some corners. And
Yeah. I mean, do you like – I mean, you've been – oh, my gosh. Like, you were Leo for a while. You're a linebacker.
But all three inside backers, Leo, DN.
Yep.
I think that was all defense. And then –
so you've had five spots on defense and more or less three on offense.
Ooh, maybe more than that.
Okay.
I got some running back.
Okay, that's a good point. It's a good point.
And I like to count kick returner.
Okay. So you play 10 positions.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
You are the Jose Okendo. See, we're just going to keep the St. Louis rolling here. You're the secret weapon. Okay, so, you know, only 8-9 seniors on the team. Is that weird? I mean, do you feel overwhelmed by all the young guys? I mean,
not at all. I mean, the young guys coming in, they've been great. They've been working hard and everything. They want to learn.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know we do have a small senior class. A lot of guys I came in with, they're done and everything. But we got a good group of seniors, and I'm excited to get out there and work with them because they're all hard workers.
Yeah. And offense as a whole, how do you feel things are going first three days?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, we're still getting into things. And, you know, first day of pads, you know, some guys might have some jitters out there, but we're moving along, improving every day, so it's good.
Okay, I'll give you an option between your tight end and you catch a pass, or your tight end and you blow up a linebacker. Which do you want to do?
I'm all for, that's a tough one. I'm all for both, you know.
Okay.
Whatever springs a touchdown, whatever gets a first down.
There, that's the team answer, right? Whatever scores for the team, that's it. All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks,
good to talk to you.